dating is returning to Afghanistan. Romance was next to impossible under Taliban rule. Women were required to wear burqas, which covered them from head to toe. Men were discouraged from pursuits that might distract them from studying the Quran. NPR's Anne Garrels is back from Afghanistan, where she encountered lots of young men and women who had not had a date in 5 years.
I met loads of 20-something-year-olds who've ended up marrying their cousins because they were among the few people they could meet. And just who your neighbors were also became very important because there was a certain informality permitted between families who shared a well or a courtyard. But frankly, most of the young people I came across haven't been able to get married. Their social lives have been on hold for 5 years. I mean, boys and girls couldn't even speak surreptitiously on the phone, because there's virtually no phone service in Afghanistan.
Now, is this a culture where marriages are arranged, or do you normally go out and meet people like we do?
Well, out on the streets, in the old days, the pre-Taliban days, I mean, boys and girls could see each other. Girls didn't wear burqas. Boys could see what the girls look like. I mean, for instance, my translator, a 27-year-old called Andar, I mean, he'd gone to medical school with girls. He had friends who were girls. He'd even had a girlfriend once upon a time. But for 5 years, he hasn't seen the face of a girl who wasn't either his sister or a cousin. And just what impact that's had on everybody became all too clear to me when I went with Andar to an aid agency one day, and there were dozens of women who had pulled back their burqas. They were all together, and you saw beautifully made-up faces and flashing eyes, and they were all giggling and chatting together. And I didn't pay much attention to this, but suddenly I realized that Andar couldn't do his job. He wasn't translating. He was rendered speechless. And he finally whispered to me, "Annie, this is the first time I've seen girls' faces in 5 years."
So what, are they having mixers now? What are they doing?
Well, everybody's waiting with huge anticipation for the opening of colleges and universities, which are scheduled for March. And I think the closest thing to a mixer right now are weddings for those lucky enough to find a spouse. Now that Ramadan's over, you can hold weddings in Afghanistan. And I'm told that there are going to be a lot of mating dances at these weddings.
Wait, you've already jumped to weddings. Where's the courtship? Where's dinner and a movie?
Well, movies might be appearing before too long, but boys and girls haven't yet gotten to the point where they can go to movies together yet. It's very hard to roll back the effects of the last 5 years. I mean, we haven't rolled back the burqa yet. Girls still say that they're going to wear them on the streets because they're afraid after 5 years that there are a lot of sex-starved men out there and they don't want to be leered at or worse.
It's like middle-aged people who have been widowed or divorced and they have to learn to do this all over again. Where's the instructional video?
I think that Mother Nature will take care. I think that some things are not forgotten, but the certainly the relationships between the boys and girls, I think, are going to be a little awkward to start with.
NPR's Anne Garrels.